Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Bag Room. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Good to have you here with us. Today, our guest is Matt Andrews. He's a design engineer at PXG. We're going to talk PXG putters, specifically the Battle Ready 2 lineup. First, Matt, thanks for being here. And we were talking before we were doing this. Can you give people a sense of your path to where you are now at PXG in this role with the putting group? And it's fascinating to me. So the floor is yours to tell about it.
Well, thanks for having me, Ryan. I'm excited to be here and talk about PXG a little more with you. But I joined PXG a little more than 5 years ago. Originally came into the company kind of as a general design engineer. We're still ramping up production and stuff like that. We've grown so much since I started with the company. But probably a year into my path here, I kind of started focusing more on putters and really like expanding our R&D front on the putter side, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
From going from an intern to being a part of the team to being a design engineer, what draws you to golf equipment and what draws you specifically to putters?
I've always liked to think of myself as a good putter. I've always liked putters. I was never one of the crazy ones that had 20 putters in their garage, like swapping through them. That might disappoint some, but always been a pretty steady headed guy as far as putters go. And maybe that's what lends my eye to putter design. I don't need to be the one testing everything and thinking that everything is for me, but I'm certainly going to be open ears to hear what other people have to say about my products and everything like that. Starting off at the company as intern, I kind of just was able to do, you know, just more your engineering focused projects, what most people think of as engineering, equipment and stuff like that. And that's certainly fun because it's, you can do whatever you'd like, but that aspect of it is honestly what drew me to putters the most. It's because if you think about it, at the end of the day, a driver has to look like a driver. An iron has to look like an iron. Putters really have a lot of blank space when you think about the creativity of what can go on. So
there's a lot of artistry involved in putter design, but that artistry has to match and marry pretty well with the physics, which are kind of cold and hard. How do you do that knowing you want something that looks beautiful and something you would love to play or have other people play, while at the same time also knowing it's got to do certain things. It's got to have a certain degree of MOI. It's got to fit into a certain box of design of the USGA and the RNA as well. What is that push and pull like?
So for the Battle Ready 2 lineup specifically, like that, those prototypes started off as quite literally a Frankenstein. So we had the idea, kind of concept of, hey, our putter, our iron technology is the best in the business. It's propelled our business from the start, right? So taking that ideology and thinking like, hey, let's see if we can make it work in a putter. So hollow body putter is pretty hard to prototype. You know, how do you get a machine a hollow, like a driver head? You can't, it's like got some complexities to it. So we had this kind of split approach where we could design the putter in two halves, bolt them together, and it allowed us to test. So before I get too into like the Battle Ready 2 series, the putter is comprised of a hollow body, like 303 stainless steel. Okay. That is then merged with our S-Core polymer fill. Just kind of our sweet spot there. But before we got to that, we were testing a lot of different combinations of polymers and like wall thicknesses, material compositions. So it had a lot of prototypes, but it's pretty much you can come up with something like as ugly as you could think of, but you really just gotta prove it to yourself first, and we'll get it on our pendulum test, and we'll once we get some numbers we feel confident on it, then you can start to put makeup on some stuff.
To give people an idea, how many prototypes of each model do you come up with before you kind of land on, and maybe it varies by putter, maybe you've nailed the, you know, one in five prototypes, the other takes 12. I don't know, but can you kind of walk us through what that iteration process looks like?
I'll say, like, some putters, yeah, like, you'll nail it right on the head, like, first go. No, everybody's all into it. Now, our owner, Bob Parsons, he is, like, absolutely loves, like, putter design and tweaking this and that, and that's his whole thing, is, like, we don't have to go with it until he feels like it is truly ready to go. So, I like naming convention wise, I have like a alphanumeric, but all my putters, like the version is like, we'll start out with A and I'll work through the alphabet. I have been dangerously close to getting to double letters. So, I haven't done it yet. Mike Nicolette's gotten there on irons, but, I've yet to get there on putters, but.
So what, when you and your team, you come through whatever design process you land on, hey, we think we've got it.
Yeah.
What is the presentation process like to Bob Parsons? Is it, all right, here's what it is. We need you to look at it, putt it. What gets his seal of approval? What does he have to do to get the seal of approval?
He has to see. So he's not really into like, he can't just sign off on something by like a 3D print. So he really wants to be able to test the product as near to production like state as it could be. Obviously some prototypes that we do in house aren't going to be as polished like finish wise, but actual like performance of the putter and usability, for him to like make a call on that, is he's going to want to see that pretty much near production state. So,
and then each component piece of it, obviously we've talked about head design so far, but single bend shafts, different types of shafts, different combinations, different grip opportunity. I mean, there are lots of different kind of stock. I mean, I know everything's kind of custom at PXG, but there's kind of a baseline you've got to work off of. What is that baseline you're trying to work off of, knowing that you can customize pretty much every facet of this putter?
Yeah. So him personally, he likes our plumber's nut. But the good thing with our putters is that they're all interchangeable hosel wise. Right. So people really love it, because as long as we have both models in a right and left-handed option, like people can, I mean, I don't want to figure out all the permutations of it, but you've got four hosel types and nine putter models. So that's a lot. And then they're both available in right and left-handed. I know sometimes those left-handed guys get the short end of the stick as far as options are concerned.
But I'm sure they also appreciate that you guys have gone that mile to make sure that each model, each option is available on both sides of the putter.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for you, knowing that you love putting and the skill of putting, what are you looking for when you're designing a putter? What speaks to you? What's most important to you standing over a putter?
I mean, the big three, look, sound, and feel. So designing a putter, I think we have a great family of putters that really hit on like your blade options all the way through your kind of mid mallets and larger mallets. And we've just gotten feedback through the years. It's not like every iteration we are just like introducing nine like unique putters to our family.
Right.
So we're picking and choosing putters that have been successful over our like family. And then we'll tweak some things, feedback from tour, retail space, sales, kind of go that way. And then like Battle Ready 2, for instance, like we felt we needed in the past we'd had like an operator, kind of a larger footprint putter in our Gen 2 series. we went away with it in battle ready, but felt like we needed to have something on a larger footprint again. So that's our new model for Battle Ready 2 series. So
is it kind of hard to add and cut models from iterations of series? Do you have a soft spot for a model that maybe isn't around now, but might make its way back?
Maybe. Like some of our history, like the gunboat was like one of our putters that we had had along for a while, and then we got rid of it. But who knows? It leaves the door open down the line, kind of bring back as a throwback. So, but the Blackjack personally is my favorite. That was like one of my first like bigger projects. But I'd be heartbroken if we got rid of that. I still have plenty at home, so I guess that would be fine. But it's really sales driven, as it should be.
From a, I guess, a fitting standpoint, what for someone who comes into this line is like, hey, I want to get into Battle Ready 2, and this is just a generic golfer, and they're looking to get into it. Where do you want them to start, knowing that you're the guy who's designing them? Where do you want them to start thinking about what they should slot into, and then kind of what are the next questions they should answer as they whittle down their choices?
This is the way that we have our fitting structured, and I am all behind it. I think it's perfect. Pretty much have someone come in, fitter will see like what they have currently, but pick, you know, two or three models, like club head models. So the nice thing is everything is like, it's like a erector set, so it's like everything is like separate, so it's like, okay, just isolate just the head profile, like pick three head shapes that you'd like, or maybe pick two, and then the fitter kind of can see what they're doing, and then later on can kind of recommend something else that you think might work out. But that's really going to be your like your looks and your what someone's going to tend towards, like alignment feature wise. So anyways, we'll just get that down. That's really your each putter has different characteristics, MOI-wise and CG, but really most of a putter is how someone's got to like the look of it for the most part. So we get that done. And then typically we'd probably start by matching the hosel type to something that they're using. If they're using a double bend, single bend, we'll start there. Some heel shafted slant neck option, we'll start there. Then the fitter we use TrackMan Studio in our fittings, and it's really good, just user friendly, it's nothing too complicated. It really does what everyone needs. Camera, so you can see lie angle, forward press, stuff like that. But the fitter will just see them putt a few, right? So go through that. Okay, switch to a different putter, the different putter head, putt with that. Pretty much see which is giving like the best options. So then we'll once we got our setup, then we can really dial in. If the fitter believes that like start line and stuff isn't really good with that hosel type, try something else that he believes better. He or she believes will be better. And once you got that set, this is when like we can go into our adjustable weighting options. And that's when you can really get into the weeds of like really dialing in like start line, like tempo, like so.
Are there a fair number of people coming for fittings who maybe have been using the wrong putter all along, whether that's they don't have a head with enough MOI, maybe they have an arcing stroke and they've got a face balance putter? I mean, how often do people come in for a fitting and their starting point is completely wrong?
I'm sure there's a lot. Like people will like bounce back. Like I've seen people bounce back and forth between like a face balance, double bend option, and they got like a heel shafted, like little blade, like Phil Mickelson blade. like it just doesn't make sense. But I think like, eventually, like how many putts, how many rounds that is up for debate, but like eventually someone's going to figure out how to stroke like that given putter, like
right,
purposeably. So with the fitting, we're going to get there a whole lot quicker and maybe even better. You know, like it'll just be better because we'll be able to actually dial in like down to the gram of like what someone should have.
I think a lot of folks would think the putter that fits them best is the one that makes the most putts in that fitting. But that isn't necessarily the case, right? I mean, in terms of how it comes off the face, how it rolls out, distance control, what is more important in the fitting to the fitter that may be different than what the customer may think is the most important thing they're looking for?
So we really pride ourselves on like our face technology, like our face pattern grooves,
yep.
Diamond face. It really has it. Consistent interaction with the golf ball. So we can take that like out of the equation. So anyone that's using our Battle Royale 2 putter is getting the best consistency and performance like off face interaction. Then, so, but we're looking at like, I don't know how the green is going to be rolling that day. If the person's not quite aligning correctly, but the putting aspect is like the one thing that, like I've seen some putter fittings and like it kind of leaves the door open for like, hey, like everything's looking great on this putter, except you are just lining it up like on the right edge of the cup. So
yeah,
just like someone just might need to know that easy adjustment, but I would base a fitting more on like what is most consistent in start direction and ball speed. Like if you take 20 grams out of the head and the person like all of a sudden their ball speed comes within like half a mile an hour of like the same speed like on 10 putts in a row like versus something else, I think that's more important than the actual putter the ball going into the hole during the fitting, because that's who cares.
We We're gonna can miss a lot of all we of our miss fitting, a lot of putts.
Yeah, I know, with all of our fitting technology, I mean, we could do a fitting on a carpet in the middle of the store. So we really care about like what those consistency numbers are. So
yep,
ball going in the hole is more for the mind.
Exactly. That's kind of where I come down with it. I would much rather have a putter in my hands that I know the overwhelming percentage of the time, doesn't matter the distance, I'm going to two putt.
Yeah,
and avoid a three putt. Yeah. And if I make 10, 15 footers, awesome, that's a bonus. But I want to look at something that I know is going to be within that 1 foot, 2 foot, I guess 3 foot, but I'd like to say 2 foot zone every time. And that, I don't know if every golfer thinks about putting that way as a, you know, being less imperfect instead of trying to be perfect.
Yeah.
But for you personally, and we'll get you out of here on this, what is the thing or a couple of things you're most proud of about the Battle Ready 2 line? What do you like the most as it relates to your experience in designing and putting forth putters with PXG?
I'm most excited about like talking about this putter lineup is like the hollow body technology, because it's most unique that no one else is doing this. It's pretty extreme. When you see like a cross section of one of our putters, the Battle Ready 2, see how thin, like it's stainless steel. It's like less than 60 thousandths of an inch thick around the entire perimeter of the putter. And you think about like, so if we replace, we fill with polymer, you replace that polymer with like, say you have an aluminum putter, like just that is like more than double like the mass. So that's an aluminum putter. People say like aluminum putters and like high MOI, like you can make a larger size mallet, but if you're removing that mass, you can have even higher MOI. Our Battle Ready 2 line, like compared to our Battle Ready line, on average is 10% higher MOI. It's pretty significant, I guess, when you think about we're keeping everything pretty, like we kept the same similar models, like line to line. So that's literally just material tech and like construction tech, and you get 10 MOI right there, 10%. So we're excited to continue upon this tech. There's really a lot of opportunities into it. I mean, with our iron tech, the last 5 years, it's been us just trying to figure out what combinations of structure, material, like going to like improve our performances. It's very interesting for me, like looking in all this stuff. Like you wouldn't think having a hollow body like putter construction would like changing the inside material, polymer material. Just like we see like crazy like ball speed and like rollout numbers like changing that material like as like we've been developing. So I think that's where our head's at, and then we're just excited about just a lot of opportunity to improve here.
Well, it's really cool to hear that excitement from the person who's doing it. I think that's kind of infectious, and also gives me and hopefully everyone listening a better idea of how much work goes into coming up with this technology, thinking your way through it, designing it, and putting it out there. Put your name, I mean, effectively putting your name. I know it's PhD on it, but you're putting your name out there.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And thank you for joining us to talk about it, Matt. And if anyone's interested in heading out to check out for a fitting, you go over to PXG's website, and then you can go and look at the Battle Ready 2 line, set yourself up with a fitting, and find out for yourself. So, Matt, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.